Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians, the second chapter. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. It is said that in ancient masonry, the cornerstone was the first and the most important stone, and all the rest were set in relation to it. If the cornerstone was cut true, the walls would run true. If it was false, the whole house would be crooked or worse. Christ is such a true, solid cornerstone. He builds his church on the sure foundation of the prophetic and the apostolic scriptures, from which alone our confession comes. The lines come out from him, and they return again to him so that he is the point of it all. With Christ and his word as the foundation, then the structure can be joined and be held together. Without him, not a chance. So what is a cornerstone today? It's just a decoration. If Christ and his word in Holy Scripture ever become just a decoration for our projects, woe to us. We cannot pay lip service to Christ and remain Christians. We cannot hold together a structure if our foundation, the Holy Scriptures, is cracked or has become largely decorative. Dear friends, let us then attend diligently to our foundation and above all cling to Christ, our cornerstone. Some believe that that sort of work is only to be done when we are children, though. To read the Bible stories, to learn the catechism, to have to stand before your congregation and answer questions about his word. Likewise, some believe that the gospel itself is only for those who've never heard it. It's only for the new Christians. But that's not what Jesus says. If you remain in my word, then you're truly my disciples, he says, and you will know the truth that sets you free. And so St. Paul describes Christians as growing into a holy temple and being joined together, not only the new ones, but all of us together. In Christ, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by his Spirit. If you are still being built, then that means you are still a disciple of Jesus. You are a learner and a hearer of his word even now. You are still growing. Now, this is the season of confirmations. This is the time when the church thinks in her prayers and in her celebrations about new students, about growing children, about catechism examinations, white dresses, red carnations, all of that. It's easy for us older, more experienced Christians to consider all of this to be quaint and cute, and to even utter things like, well, you know, I remember back when I... Why don't you dare to finish that sentence? Back when what? When you were diligent about the Word of God? Back when you desired to join and be a full growing member of His church? Back when there was at least still a little fear of God in you to to pay attention. Do not stand aloof from all of those white-clad confirmands in your churches. Join them. Delight to hear their confessions and cheer their hearts a little bit as they cower up there. Cheer their hearts by letting them hear you, a grown, experienced Christian, say amen to them. To say, that's the truth. Yeah, that's right. And see whether you are still able to say amen to the sorts of things that they know and have been studying and are glad to learn. For you are being built together with them into Christ's holy Christian church. This season, this passage from Ephesians urges us to look down the plumb lines of the church from generation to generation at this structure that is built on the prophetic and the apostolic foundation of the scriptures and see what there. To look until we see the cornerstone, the one who promised that he would build his church according to his truth, and that he would build it so that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, all of us together. And then you will gladly say, amen, true, thanks be to God even. When you see the white-clad confirmands, you will say, Jesus really is building and growing his church just as he said. He's not just doing it anymore in numbers. He's not just doing it with new, young people in the pews. But he is even doing it in repentance and faith and holy living. He's bringing about maturity. He's creating structure. He's joining young and old together in the way and the truth and the life. And he is even building me with them into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit, built on the prophets and the apostles, like Philip and James, Peter and Paul, with Christ Jesus, the cornerstone, sure foundation. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.